Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We'll get started with Matt.
Morning, Bob. First of all, do you have anything new on Montas or any of the guys who are not in camp yet?
Yeah, I'm not gonna keep giving updates on that. It just doesn't make any sense at this point. So once we get to a point where he's here and we're close, then I'll mention that, because it's you just don't know what the timetable with these things are going to be.
Is there anybody that you that is in camp that you are still waiting to get onto a mound, aside from Romo, I guess? Is he going to throw today?
No, nobody's going to throw today. In camp, no, not at this point. We're good.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. We were talking to Aramis Garcia earlier, and he was talking about getting to learn from Buster Posey for all those years in San Francisco. And I'm just wondering, as a catcher, how big is it to have a player of that stature to learn from at such a young age, coming up the system?
It's huge. I mean, I go back to my days, behind Lance Parrish, and he was an incredible resource for me. You watch those guys and you pick their brain when you can. And if they're receptive to it, it can, enhance things and speed things up for you in a hurry. So he can catch. He's impressed me. Being a former catcher, it's, some of the nuances and things that you look for. Although he stands out to me at this point in time. So, we'll see where we go. But the defensive part of it, and I haven't delved too deep into the offensive stuff, and just saw him take, batting practice at this point, but he checks all the boxes as far as defensively.
Matt?
I think you said on day one that you do feel pretty good about the depth that you have in terms of the backup options at catcher. Austin Allen obviously spent some time with you guys last year during the first half. How has he looked to you so far, and do you think he handled the, not being with you guys in the second half and still kind of having that time to work? How did he handle that and come back this year?
That's a good question. It was disappointing for him. He worked hard. He had a good sprint. He made the team, got off to a good start. I think his first few games were pretty good as well. And then you get demoted on a team that, has probably got a chance to go to the postseason, and, you work hard for all of that. And now you're, in a different situation, in a taxi squad situation where it can be a little demoralizing, but I thought he handled it really well. And we were around those, the taxi squad guys a lot, so we could continue to see how they were working and so forth. And I think he handled it really well. After a period of disappointment, you go back into trying to do the best you can to get yourself better. Yeah, that was a good question. He handled it well. He sees the new opportunity again this spring, and he's working hard out there right now.
Vince?
Bob, it does seem like that position has legitimate competition for you this spring. You've got some experience on how that goes about. What do you look for from those guys, just how they perform, and just maybe not trying to be doing too much, but certainly – putting their best foot forward and showing you the things that you think would allow them to be a good fit for your roster?
Yeah, I mean, it's with a veteran, we got a lot of veteran pitchers now. So you see how they kind of interact with them. You see how they potentially try to take charge with the younger guys, how they're learning guys' stuff in the bullpen. The interaction afterwards, I like to go up and listen to how they, we want them interacting for a little bit after a side session, and you capture a lot about what they're about and who are really serious about, the pitcher catcher relationship. That goes into it, and it starts with these bullpens even before, we get into games. So when we do have some new guys here, and, obviously with Jonah gone, there's going to be some competition for that second spot, and all these things play into, what will be the decision, towards the end of spring.
What worked best for you when you played?
When I played or when I sat in the bullpen and caught bullpens? Be precise on this. No, you know what? I kind of tried to handle it. I tried to learn from the veteran guys, not say a whole lot, kind of learn from them and get some feedback from them. And then some of the younger guys that, you know, if I was around a little bit longer or whatever, or they were new rookies, try to take charge and understand, you know, what they're trying to do. Just kind of how I handled it. I wasn't going to tell Jack Morris that he needs to come up with a new pitch, you know, when I was 19 years old and catching bullpens with the Tigers. And I don't know, what did he win the Cy Young the year before or something like that? So yeah, I wasn't too demonstrative with him.
Martin.
Hey, Bob, we saw Matt Chapman taking some grounders yesterday. How has he looked to you just mobility wise and all that? I know it's still early on, but he's probably not doing a whole lot, but how's he look to you?
He looks good. Looks like he's maybe even a little bit lighter. But yeah, I didn't see anything different. I hit him some ground balls yesterday. I didn't see anything different. You know, we just gave him a few. I didn't make him go too far, but he's eager. It's going to be more trying to hold him back than trying to get him ready. And again, if we get into games early on, I feel like maybe DH him a little bit longer, we'll take the lead from, you know, from our training staff. But I don't see anything that would suggest, at least at this point, I'm seeing anything different than I normally do.
Matt?
This might be obvious, but just how encouraging a sign is that, given that there's probably is a little bit of uncertainty for a guy who's been that good defensively, coming back from a hip surgery, a lower body surgery that affected his mobility last year.
Yeah, he's very driven. He's a hardworking guy. So there was never a doubt in my mind that he would be, you know, hitting all the markers along the way, which he has. You know, I think the only thing you worry about is if he's trying to push it too hard to get back, but he's not. He's doing everything that he's asked to do, and he understands that, you know, to come back from this injury, you can't push it too much, but you have to do and rely and trust on what the training staff is telling him to do. And he's doing exactly that.
Shayna.
Going back to Aram, as you said that there are some little nuances that stuck out to you. Is there any way for you to sort of explain any of that in simple terms I don't want to get too complicated.
Well, I mean, he does stuff in the bullpen, like he's framing, you know, he's working on his framing in the bullpen. When there's a ball in the dirt, he's just not waving at it because there's a fence behind you. You know, he's treating it like game speed. There's great interaction. He's enthusiastic with the pitchers, which really does play, you know, especially a new guy in a new camp. And you watch the feedback that the pitcher's giving him as well. And he does everything that they're asking him to do. And a lot of times ahead of time, he's doing some stuff like, you know, getting off corner on times and, you know, framing back toward the plate. And, you know, he's working really hard on stuff that will come into play in games. And it's easy to just go back there and just catch the ball and throw it back to the pitcher. But, you know, he's really good about, you know, continually trying to make himself better and, you know, even just catching bullpens.
Matt?
I don't think we've asked you about Manaea yet. Just how has he looked, or how did his first session look, and anything to take away from that?
No, he looked fine. I mean, he'll be ready to go. I'm not keying on like the guys that have been here for a while early in camp, especially in their first couple of bullpen sessions. You know, a guy like Fires, I said hi to and joked around with a little bit, but I'm kind of watching some of the other guys that I don't know as well. You know, once we get closer to games, then you kind of take stock of what you're seeing, but it's more just about making sure these guys are healthy and getting them ready to start the season.
He is a little bit unique on the staff in that he does have a history of pitching some heavy innings earlier in his career, but for the last two seasons have been limited with, you know, missing most of 2019 with the surgery. How does that affect just how you kind of look at his potential workload this year?
You know, starters just aren't going deep in games anymore. So I really don't have that much trepidation about, you know, innings from a guy like him. You know, I think we're all in, you know, uncharted territories as far as playing 60 games last year, whether it's a full season and what this season may look like. But man, I don't see any 300 inning guys out there anymore. I don't, you know, 200 inning guys seem to be, you almost feel like you're overdoing it there. So I really don't think that we're looking at restrictions for him based on, you know, being injured a couple of years ago at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.